Michael's Trusted Toolbox. This is Craig.
Greg, what's going on? This is John of our local splasher.
John. Dude, hey, listen. Oh, my God. Hey, call me right now. Hey,
yesterday, we can play phone tag, man.
I know. Yesterday, I was out with up in the mountains and doing some electrical work, and they had no reception out there, dude.
I figured because it wasn't ringing. I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing – man, am I calling the wrong phone? And I'm like, no, it's the right answer. I was like, I don't want to bother him, too, you know.
I was up where they have no reception. So, give me a minute. I'm on the other line with another customer. Just give me a minute here, and then we'll. You just gonna hold?
Yeah, you want to put me on hold? I got you, partner. No worries.
All right. All right.
All right.
Hang on. John.
Hey there, buddy. Greg, you there?
You're a patient guy, man. I got another call and two leads coming, and but it's good. It's my day where I stayed home to do this kind of stuff. So
yes, sir. There you go.
Right.
Love it.
So here's the deal. This is what I'd like to do. I looked at your email.
Okay.
I am going to do this simultaneously if I can do that. And here's why. So just let me explain what I want to do, and then you tell me if that's a bad idea.
Okay.
So Yelp gave me some credits,
okay.
You know, to run marketing, and it goes through December, and,
nice.
You know, and, but I don't, you know, I still don't know if it's that great, but I was thinking I would take advantage of their credits, still continue the market because I'm getting jobs. Cause I know you said, you know, it could take me 3 weeks or more to start getting consistent leads, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
With what you guys are doing. So I wanted to simultaneously keep getting the Yelp stuff because it's working and then get your stuff going at the same time so that, you know, I can just make a decision in December to be like, okay, Yelp, you're done and I'm going to see how this goes.
Sure. Okay.
So
that's smart.
Is that something that can work that's not going to mess up with what you're doing or what?
No, not at all. Actually, I think that's a smart idea. If it was like an SEO type of thing, we wouldn't be able to do business, but that's not. That's a separate directory there. I think it'll go hand in hand with what you were doing.
Yeah.
If anything, if they got credits for you, man, why not use it? You know, that's what I would say.
And like I say, it's been working. I mean, I don't like how much I'm paying, but I am working, so there you go.
Okay. Hey, if it's working, keep it going. If you're looking to have more or trying to take I'll put it this way. I'm going to put it as if I'm in your shoes on there. But it sounds like you got things working for you, but you're looking for something, a way to save money on the back end. This is something that could be that it for you. And I'm talking as if I'm in your shoes, right? Coming from my side aspect over here, I know it'll help you save money. That's for sure. But at the same time, I know that it's not only going to help you save money, but the leads are going to be a little bit different, you know, because there's, I don't know about you, but for me, I always use Yelp for restaurants. I really don't use it for any, I actually talked about this with my wife yesterday. I'm like, do we use Yelp for anything else? And she's like, no. You know, and there is other people that are out there that use it, but the range of that is so significantly different. I mean, everyone says, let's Google it. Right. So I think that's the big thing right there. So you're hitting more of a bigger broad of dynamic for your customer base. That's for sure.
Right. And do you think I could also be able to narrow in a little bit more on things I like to do?
100%. Yes, sir. That's something we'll go over with each other today. Okay. I'll definitely touch base on that, especially the areas and keywords. And after that, I'll set up a time and day for our technician team to go over that again with you, because a lot of times, you know, customers forget. They're like, oh, wait, I want to add this, or, oh, hey, can you do this area too? We want to make sure we conquer it all from the very beginning. Okay, so.
Right. Okay.
Two thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Now, Craig, as far as, I want to make sure I have everything here. Am I spelling your name correctly here? It's C-R-A-I-G, right?
Yep, perfect.
Oh, okay. And then, how do you spell your last name?
J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S, Jennings.
Jennings, beautiful, okay. And is this the best phone number for our team to reach out to, ending with the 3507?
Yeah, okay. That's my work number, and that probably stays consistent, and that's good. Otherwise, I think you're scamming me.
All right, no worries, man. Well, actually,
I won't pick up the phone.
Crack me up, man. All right. Do you have a way to take down a phone number right now as well? Because I want to make sure you have our number that we'll be calling you from here on out with.
Okay, I do. I'm just trying to look for my headset because I wanted to have my hands free here, and I can't find it. I was working. I got home super late last night, so that couldn't figure out where my stuff is when I got home.
Oh, no. All right. I hear you, man. Yeah, I feel like Danny Dyer's like, I'm done, you know?
Oh, yeah. So. Well, I was, like I said, I was in that remote location. I was up in an attic, and the wiring was all funky. And after I got everything done, it didn't work. And there was more electrical problems that were pre-existing, and I had to hunt them down. And, yeah, it's,
just, no
it's part of the job.
No
it's all part of the fun.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I guess, yeah. All right, phone number. It was the one from the email, but I want to make sure you save it in your phone. Save it as local slash, okay? But it's 877.
Mm-hmm.
635.
6225. All right. Got it.
All right. So I want to make sure you save it as local slash. We'll even set up a security question and answer. Now, the reason we would do that is because I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't ask you a security question, hang up that phone, all right? There's people out there like that, unfortunately. Never give out your answer. That's a given, okay? So just making sure you understand that. Okay, we'll go over that in a minute.
All right.
And then also, I remember we were kind of on the – or you were, you know, still figuring out if you want us to do and work on the website or if you wanted to keep the one you have for now. What did you want to do with that part?
I think what I want to do while I'm in the trial phase is to leave the website alone.
Okay.
At this point, just to see like okay, what's this going to do or not going to do?
Yeah, I hear you, man. No worries. All right. And then in the future here, if you do want us to work on that website, please let me know. Because if not, and you try to call in to our team, and they'll give you the regular pricing. And I'm not going to lie. Like I said, now, you know, wasn't lying to you. It's $2,500 for a website. Now, I got it down to $299 for you, okay? So I'd rather you save that ton of money there, okay? So let me know. Yep. That way I can apply that credit for you. All right. Now, far as the Facebook ads and everything like that, I want to make sure our team introduces themselves with you. Go over finer detail of how often you want it to be promoted, things like that. What day do you have this week that you have like an hour window at max to go over that with them? You don't have to be in front of a computer, just letting you know, but I do want to prepare you. It could take long depending on the questions and content you want to go over with them. So.
Right. So basically, I got to be able to just be on the phone. I don't need to be looking things up.
No, nothing like that.
And you guys open at what time again?
So we're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. It'd be best, like, if I was on my commute, if we did it, you know, as long as in here through the background of my truck, if I had the gas.
All right, no worries, that's fine.
So let's try. I don't want to do tomorrow because I got to go super early, and I'm going to be working at 7. Let's try Thursday morning.
Okay.
At 7 a.m. and I'll be on the road and let's do that.
Okay.
If I don't answer right away at 7, it may be like 7:15, but I'll try to be on the road by 7 so I can talk.
Okay. No worries. I'm going to send you an email right now as a Google invite, okay? And all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. If for any reason you need to reschedule or it's taking too long, don't hesitate to let them know. Communicate with them. We talked about that, right? You know, communication is key with this.
And you're doing my business email, right?
I sent it to Gmail? Yep. That's the one I sent it to. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just sent that out to you coming from the same email from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that.
I've got it. I'm looking for it. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Yes, sir. That's it. Nothing further than that, though.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Does that open something? Do I need to open it?
No, it shouldn't go anything further.
Just reply, and I say yes, and it says I have to open with something. Should I open now? What I should open with?
Oh my gosh!
I know you keep talking about this, like. Yeah.
No, I came through, partner. You're good. Oh, man. It's always good talking to you, Craig. Seriously. All right. So,
I can admit my shortcomings.
You're good.
I don't think Google Calendar, do I? What is the one that's on your phone already? Hang on a minute.
Depends what kind of phone you have, though, actually, right? If you have
it's an iPhone. I use the calendar on that. So this took me to Google Calendar. I don't know. I just want it to go on my calendar on my phone.
It should, yeah. If that's the case, then yeah, you can follow the directions from there. But,
Man. Okay, let me try this one more time. I'm going to hit yes.
Okay.
Google Calendar. I think that's what you have to do. So it wants me to open it. Okay.
Yeah,
am I on there? Did I do it?
Yeah.
Did I do it?
You're good on my end. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me see if I put it on my regular calendar, because if it's not on my regular calendar, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to have to put it in there myself. So I'm just going to. Bad at this technology.
No, you're good. That's what we're here for, too. And everything we go over right now, don't feel like you're married to everything, and don't feel like, I have to do this myself. No, that's what our team is here for, you know? So don't hesitate to let them know. They'll make suggestions for you, okay? That's when you're sure aware of that.
All right. Because I'm like, I need you.
Oh my god!
I'm surprised I got this far.
No, you're good. You're good. Actually, doing a lot better than most that I talk to you on the phone, to be honest. Believe it or not. All right. So,
John, what's next?
All right, next part here. How do you want the customers to contact you? Do you want them to be able to just call you, text you, email you, or all three?
Honestly, this is the best way I would love it. But you be honest with me, I don't want to lose business. I have a lead form on my website that I would love them to just fill out the lead form on my website. That's like the best, because if they call me, I will usually stop and pick up the phone. If I see it's my business line, I'll pick it up.
Okay.
But if I'm working jobs all the time, it's hard, you know?
I hear you. Okay.
So, like, if they fill out the lead form and I can respond, I know that it's me. See, like with Yelp, they fill out a lead form with Yelp. Sometimes they're contacting 5 different people, and I respond in 30 seconds, and they never respond to me. You know what I mean? That's the thing that frustrates me. But if they're responding to my website, my lead form, I can respond in 30 minutes, and I'll still be able to do business with them.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Okay.
So you tell me if that's okay if they go to my lead form. Secondly, they can call me. I don't care if anybody calls. If they want to call, I'll pick up the phone. I mean, I can
say
a lot more. When I speak to people, I feel like I get business.
I'd say I'll put the phone number out there for them to call. And if you're busy or anything like that, they'll leave a message, obviously. You know what I mean? And, you know, we want to direct them to the website. How we do that is by funneling that traffic to it to help them find it, you know?
And the reason I like them to go to my lead form
is
because now I have everything captured, where if people call me, then I say, okay, text me your name, text me your address, text me the pictures. Then I have to go to my CRM, and I have to put everything into my CRM to create an estimate. If they fill out my lead form, it's literally push a button, accept as customer, convert to an estimate, bam, 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 bam. It makes my life so much simpler.
Yeah, that sounds simpler, to be honest. All right.
It's so easy because they put the information in for me.
Yeah. And that's how it's supposed to be done, you know. And that actually not as only easy for you. Let's look at the other side. It's actually a very easy and simplistic way for a customer to maneuver through that, too. Right? Customer experience is everything. So, I mean, if they're like, hey, listen, it was so easy to set up a time and day with this guy, and he does amazing work, easy going and everything, boom. It just makes it that much more. So, all right, I'll keep this in mind as well, too. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to put the phone number for them to contact you from there. That's it. And then, you know, of course, we want to address getting everyone to your website as best as possible. Now, far as your target market, though, how far out, or is there specific areas you want to include? Like I said, this goes out 50 miles out if you needed to, so.
No, I want to stay very specific to the city of Temecula and Marietta. Temecula and Marietta, California. Do you need zip codes or do you need...
No. Yeah, that, I know the area pretty well myself, so. All right.
Yeah. And my primary market is Temecula, but I have been getting blasted from Marietta, which is okay if I can schedule 2 or 3 jobs. Hey, John, do you mind holding?
Yeah, I'm here with you.
I got this customer that's calling me right now that I wanted to schedule. Give me 1 second.
You're good, man. Go for it. I'll be here. Greg, you still there with me?
John.
Greg, man, how you doing?
You are one patient guy. I tell you right now, that was like the longest customer list of things I've gotten. Oh, my God. I am sorry. She wants two chandeliers, wanted to tell me all about them and her side gate okay. Anyway.
It's all good, man. You know, I got to walk my rabbit, you know. I got to, you know, lay back. No, I'm totally kidding.
Oh, my God. All right. Appreciate it. All right, let's go. For taking your time. Sorry, man.
No, you're good. You're good. Okay. Cut to the right to the things here. So very first thing is, before I forget, I want to send you an email. And this email is to get things smoother and easier to get you verified through Google. Now, we don't know what they're going to ask for. They may ask for one of these or all of these. But the more you have available for you, by the time they do ask, the smoother it is. Trust me on this, okay? They may ask for a picture of a tool. They may ask for, I don't know, a license. They may ask for just to send back a PIN number. I mean, it's just up to Google on that one, okay? But I sent you everything just in case, so you know you're prepared for it, okay? Now,
okay.
You don't have to do that right now, though, man. Yeah, okay. Question for you, though. Is your business licensed or insured? I have to ask.
So I am not a contractor. I am
right.
A handyman, but I have $1 million policy, liability insurance.
Okay.
It does not cover everything. Like, for example, appliance installation, roofing. I can't do those things. So there's certain things that will not cover that I cannot tackle.
No worries. That's okay. Like I said, I just have to ask.
And as far as license go, I mean, this is the license I have. I basically have this under a corporation with the state of California. I'm licensed with the as a fictitious business name, and then I'm licensed in the city of Temecula.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, again, I just have to ask to put it in here. Now,
far
as us developing a Facebook page for you, the only requirement we need to have is to make sure you have at least a Facebook personal page. So that way you can contact your customers, whatever, from there. You could see the fruition. That's the only
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Can you use the Facebook page I have that's already been set up but I've done nothing with?
Yes, and I'm glad we brought this up. Now I remember. Okay, I couldn't find your Facebook for the life of me, man. I'm so sorry. I'm usually good with this stuff, but I don't know why. I just couldn't find it.
You know why? Because I don't do anything with it. All right, did you look up Temecula's Trusted Toolbox?
That's okay. So I'm gonna do this live here with you again. I don't know what happened. All right, so here.
So I'm Temecula's Trusted Toolbox Home Repair.
Home Repair.
I actually opened it up. Wow, here I am.
Boom. Okay, so the ones that do pop up. Okay, I'm going to ask you, because the one that pops up is in Georgia for some odd reason, and then what the heck? Why is that there?
Oh, well, you're probably finding the Trusted Toolbox in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not
the same darn thing. What the heck? Okay.
They're
I got an idea. I clicked it through your website. Boom. There's your picture. All right. Now that's how I know. All right. Found it.
There you go.
All right. Whew. I was like, man, I'm having trouble with this one for some odd reason. Okay, I got it. We could work off that one, partner. No worries. All right.
That's good.
And then now on your website, I know you have plenty of services that you have to offer. Now, we do keep it down to 7 to 15 keywords and phrases, okay? What's the main ones you want to focus with so that way? Because, like, handyman can come a long way, man, honestly. You know, electrician, you do plumbing. Like, I know you do a lot. I just want to focus more on the ones that's going to bring you most profit, though. So what would you say is the most important ones to put up there?
That's a really good question.
I put you on the spot now.
Well, here's why I'm saying this is like, I don't know how to phrase it exactly. You know, okay. Like if somebody wants me to put in three ceiling fans, I like that job, right?
Yeah.
You want me, you know, like yesterday, right? I'm up in the attic. I'm troubleshooting. I'm trying to figure out why there's no neutral wire connected, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I don't mind that, but I'm not great at it. You know?
Okay. Yeah.
It takes me a lot more time. So I like some of the electrical stuff. So you tell me what to put, right? Because basically it's like, I'll replace outlets, I'll replace switches, I'll replace light fixtures, I'll convert, you know, a super profitable one for me is converting, the old, CFL bulbs, the compact fluorescent bulbs in those can lights to LEDs. I love that job. That's a great job.
I would definitely put electricians by hands down. All right, so I got handyman, I got electricians. Of course, we're doing it for residential commercial.
Right.
I'll put
this is where I don't know, because like when you say electrician, sometimes they're just asking for very large scale stuff that I can't do. So can you sift through that, or do you just deal with it? And hopefully you get enough people that just want, you know, stuff that I can do and not like, hey, rewire my house, you know?
Ooh. Yeah, we'll have to put in, like, specifics then at that point, but I wouldn't phase out the electrician, because they may put in something, like, let's say, for example, if they put in a word where it's like light fixture electrician, or you know what I'm saying? If we didn't put light fixture, but then you have electricians, then there you go. Like, you see what I'm saying? Vice versa, yeah. The same way. So.
Yeah, whatever works. I mean, I don't know how it works. I just, you know, Sometimes I'm getting stuff like, you know, they just want big stuff that I'm like, okay, I'm not a certified electrician, so like, I can't touch some of those things, but I can do an awful lot. You know.
Okay.
So.
All right. So I'll put in like this outlets and light switches as well. Definitely home improvement, home maintenance for sure. That's what I would go with. Let's go with those. All right. You do plumbing, right?
Yes. And again, it's the same thing. You know, you want me to fix your toilet, replace the toilet, replace faucets. You know, great. You want me to rip open your wall and solder a bunch of pipes together? Nope.
Beautiful.
I'm not really qualified.
Gotcha.
You know, my liability insurance isn't going to cover some of those things, so I have to turn it down.
Ah, okay. Well, hey, I love it. You have the work in there, and then I put in as much as possible. I even put, like, garbage disposals, you know, replacements, repair, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I have as much as I possibly can. And again, I don't want you to feel like you're married to it. That's maybe something to think about tonight, tomorrow when you talk to our techs, or not tomorrow, you know, when you talk to our technicians, when we have it for Thursday. So for Thursday, you know, you have some time to go over a few things, you know?
Did you put in toilet?
I did, yes, sir. Toilet repair and toilet installation.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Any ones that you feel like that I might have missed or something you want to add in? Ask them. You know, they're the ones that work the magic. I know a lot about it, but at the end of the day, they know way more. All
right. Right. You know, another one, did you put in, like, product assembly?
I did not. I'll put that in there.
I don't mind that, and that's pretty, it can be, I can really bid that wrong because some of those are stupid. I don't mind those.
All right. And that's pretty broad, too, so that works very well. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, question for you on this one. How do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash and check only? Do you accept Zelle or Venmo or anything like that, or PayPal?
I do all. So I can do cash, credit card, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App. I can do anything. My preference is like Zelle and Venmo. But I can also accept credit card. But of course I get hit with the 3% fee. So it's my last resort.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to put all of those of the above because I have even had my personal experience with that where, you know, my wife had my card and didn't know she had it, and I only chose specifically based off of them accepting how to do a payment through Apple Pay on my phone. So the more the merrier. You never know the situation.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the one I don't have Apple Pay, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, if they have Apple Pay, they have their cards that they can sell and things like that. So don't take that for a no for an answer. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send this to our technician team right now. That way, on Thursday, they know how to help you, what to start from. They're not starting from scratch. So we only have two pieces left here. The next part is that recording. I was telling you it's a secondary protection for you. Okay, Craig? So I'm going to ask you a few questions in the beginning. Just verify you. Answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, you stop me in my tracks, ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay? But other than that, I'll put in the pricing in the recording that we are grandfathered in. And then also, knock on wood, I mean, if you do decide to part ways in the future, I even tell you how to do that, okay? So I'm going to put that in the recording as well. So without further ado, I'm going to get it started. You ready?
All right, sir.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Temecula's Trusted Toolbox.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Craig Jennings, owner, operator.
I forgot your name there for a minute. All right. And of course, oh, man. And of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, oh, man, you got me cracking up here. All right. And, Craig, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, I am. All right.
To get results as fast as possible, the important you're actively involved in your campaign, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for a second. That's what I was talking about. So after this recording here, we'll set up that security question and answer so you're not falling for any of those type of traps. Okay?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you're well protected.
Dude, hold on. Oh, never mind. He just hung up.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make it a little brief. All right. Got you. All right. Whew. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 7th in the non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 7th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, man. As promised, I just want to protect you on everything here for everything that we discussed, okay?
That's perfect.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, I know I laugh about this all the time, but I've seen it happen. So please do not forget your own answer to your security question, okay, man? I don't want you locked out of your own account. So.
Okay.
All right. We got 3 choices. You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. Now, remember, we'll never give out your answer, but what would that answer be?
Juris. J-U-R-I-S.
All right. It's very unique. I love it. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and put that in. Again, we will never give that answer out. We'll only ask the security question. Greg, on the card that we're using today, is it just a first and last name or a middle initial as well?
It is middle initial, Craig H. Jennings.
Perfect. Okay. And then I'm assuming it's the same billing address as the business, the 31165?
It is.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat your card numbers or anything like that. Ready for the card number when you are. Before you do, what kind of card are we using? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. All right, partner, I'm here. I'm ready when you are.
All right. 4246 3153 7057 1182.
Okay, I think I messed up there, definitely. All right.
Okay.
I put in too many numbers. I know that for a fact. You apologize.
Do it again.
Uno mas, man. One more time.
All right.
All right. 4246.
Uh-huh.
3153.
Okay.
7057. 1182.
All right. Perfect. And then the expiration date.
06/28.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
235.
All right. Perfect. All right. Pardon. So before I process this payment, I like to do a triple check and refresh it like 3 times. Hope you don't mind. We have you at a really good discount, so I want to make sure it stays like that no matter what, okay? Refresh one
sure.
more time. Okay. All right. We're looking good. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Craig, stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promises here as well. So I want to make sure you get your text message and an email with your invoice so you can see everything for yourself, of all the breakdown we spoke about. Let me know whichever comes first. That way I can direct you how to see that, okay?
All right.
All right. Just went through on my side, so let's see here. Refresh on my side here.
I got the email right now.
All right, perfect. And whichever you want to open up, that's the one that says Local Splash's initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Give me a second here. It's is that under the text? Hang on a minute. So it's asking me to accept terms.
Yep, click on that. Yeah, and in there is where the breakdown of everything is. Plus, if you ever decide to, in the future, you want to upgrade your package or other things like that, that's all in there as a description for you, but it's not what you have. They just want to make sure you have everything as information there. Now, at the bottom, read through it carefully, though, but at the bottom, there's a checkbox that everybody misses, so you just got to click it, and then you're going to type in your name exactly how it shows on the card. But let me know if you have any questions or concerns before that, okay? And just letting you know here, Craig, I put in notes on the account just in case if you can get a hold of me and you really want that website or whatever, I put the pricing in there on the account. So that way they have something to reference to in the future if that's the case, okay?
Okay. So on the term, is that where that box, end of the term?
Yeah, at the very bottom there. It would say, like, confirm that's who you are or the
page. It's like 2 pages. Like, the terms are on the top, and I'm scrolling, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Let me turn my phone off. Does that work? I don't know. Let's see. It doesn't work either. Because I can go up. I can't, like, see the last little bit of it. I'm assuming that's where the box is. Let me see. Let me try to.
Probably. Yeah, I would turn the phone sideways.
So I'm typing my name as. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Simple things. Okay. I'm going to confirm the signature. Okay, now it sent me to a login thing.
Perfect. All right, so that's how I need did it right as well on my end here. That part
I
right there.
I don't think I clicked the box. Keep going.
No, trust me. If you didn't, it wouldn't even allow you to get here. So you're good. No worries.
Okay.
So on Thursday, this is your dashboard. Just to let you know. On Thursday, this is so important. Like I mentioned, it's going to be your next best friend. Our team wants to make sure you're able to maneuver through it very easily and conveniently yourself, because customers may reach out through there. You may have missed a call and you're like, hey, I don't know how to get that phone number. It's right in there as well. You can see the traffic, all the analytics in there as well. Okay. So we want to make sure you know what you're doing, how we're doing things, and everything's working from there. All right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So,
hey, Craig.
Am I supposed to create the username and password then?
No. They'll walk you through on that, because if you logged in right now, it will literally show nothing, because they got to work on it now. So they could start working on it very quickly.
Right.
So Thursday, they'll walk you through, making sure that you're able to log in, make sure you're able to see things for yourself. That's how fast we move with this stuff, man. But I'm pretty pumped for you, honestly. So, yeah. All right. Well,
okay.
Craig.
Okay. John,
yeah. Yeah, man. Welcome to the family.
Well, I trust it'll work out, and
yeah,
we'll be just happy with what we're doing, and I can stop paying Yelp, and we can just do this. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Again, just because, you know, I like you, man. You're a great guy. I got to give you two advices on this to make sure it works properly for the way you want it to. First thing is,
yeah,
communicate with our team.